All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. All right, my friends. Today's a quick episode. I'm going to give you 15 quick, simple SEO action tips you can do to level up your website, which is important. Don't sleep on it, right? People find us. People create judgment, if you will. Strong word there, but they do, right? They create judgment. They create thoughts based off of, here's this person's website. What do I think about them? How do I compare that to them? So I want you to think about that. All right, number one, quick SEO tip. Make sure that you have a Google Analytics plugin on your website so that you can see who's coming in and where they're coming from. Number two, once you have a Google plugin and you can figure out where people are coming from, identify where they're coming from, and then spend the majority of your time focused on that one area. So what I mean by that is, if you figure out that everyone's coming through a blog post that you did on helping co-parents right after a divorce, go to that blog post, spend the majority of your time adding more content to it or creating more content that has to do with just that blog post. So we're at two. Number three, go to your meta descriptions. Make sure the first letter of each word in your meta description is capitalized. Number four, when you go to your meta description, make sure that your meta description includes the keywords that are in the body of your text and in your header. So if my header says 4 fantastic ways to level up your marriage, my meta description includes 4 fantastic ways to level up your marriage or something that includes those keywords in there. And then again, those are included in my body. So that way we have that consistency. So we're at number four, number cuatro. Number five, if you have any kind of images, make sure your ALT, your alt text, includes what that post or page is about. So if I have a picture on a relationship page about a couple hugging, I may say relationship practice helping couples connect and embrace each other. And in this image, you're seeing a couple hug. Something around there. Doesn't have to be exactly that, but you want it to be somewhere around there. Those are multiple keywords: embrace, couple hug, but you get the point. Losing my voice, but I'm not going to give up on you. Number six, look at your images and make sure that they are crisp. They look good. And if you get stuck there, go to places like Unsplash or Canva. Even if you got to pay a little bit, it goes a long way. Number seven, make sure that your website is mobile, tablet, laptop, all of those friendly. Because people, you know, you don't want to find yourself in a situation where someone on their phone can't get on your website. And these aren't things that happen to all websites. So you do have to have the right structure in your website. Number eight, make sure that your website is loading fast, right? You don't want to lose someone that's landing on your website and they want a counselor, they want to work with you, but it's taking too long. Number nine, go through your website to make sure that you don't have any of those dead-end pages. I believe they're called 404. But basically, it's a page that has a broken link. It's just not working. Because if somebody lands on that and they see that it's not working, we don't want them to create an interpretation and say, this website doesn't work. Number 10, look at the dates on your website and make sure you're adding new content. So if somebody gets on your website and they're reading your blog post and they see that this blog post was from 2005, but we're sitting on 2022, what are they going to think? Right? What experience are you going to give them? Number 11, talking about experience, make sure your website goes into what the experience of your office is. What is it like when they get there? And you could do that by having images, by having a video, even words that describe what it's like to be where you're at. That way, when they get to the office, it's a supportive, comfortable ride. And that also helps the SEO too when you do that, because you're going to be plugging in a lot of SEO words. Number 12, man, we're almost at 15. And you know what's interesting is there's like hundreds and hundreds of these strategies. Number 12, when you're looking at your website, and again, we're focused on SEO, so that's a key one. Look at your links. Are you using internal links in places where they should be? So what I would do here is I would encourage you, I'm gonna give you a little more feedback. I encourage you to go to all your posts and your pages and make sure that you're linking in between them. An example of that would be if you have a page on relationship tips for struggling couples. That's your post, and your page is marriage counseling. You would link your post to your page. That's your internal link. Number 13, we're almost there, external links. Make sure you consistently, not just one and done, you're consistently building on your external links. And you can do that by going to other websites and then trying to link through their content. An example of this would be you reach out to, let's say, my website, A Counselor's Journey. You say, Juan, I've got a wonderful article for you about marketing. Could I link it? And then we're backlinking. And then I go, dude, yes, let's do it. Number 14 is what I feel like it's 14, unless I lost my train of thought. Number 14, when you're looking at your website, are you plugging in social media? So an example of this would be if you've got your website and you've got a page, is there an icon on there for like Facebook like? Now, here's a little secret strategy. When you do that, it could be effective because if you have a Facebook like and people see how many Facebook likes, it gives them more credibility. So it's an SEO tip that could be really effective because not only are you linking, but you're also having people get on your website and they go, oh, this person's got like hundreds or thousands of people liking their stuff. They've got to be great or good. So then they're likely to get on there. And then number 15, man, this is a good one. Number 15, I think I'm going to hit you with a broad one. Make sure that you are doing some back-end research when it comes to your SEO and your pages and your post. So instead of just creating a random post or a random page, use like Google keywords and ensure that your all the way from the title to the meta description to the bottom, all the body, making sure that all of those match. Like there's consistency in there when you're using your keywords themselves. An example of that will be if you're doing an article and your article is on helping anxious kids take tests, then that means that your header may say 7 ways to help anxious kids take tests. And then your meta description is going to break that down a little bit more. And then your body is going to go more into that while still having, remember, while still having that keyword in there, helping anxious kids take tests. My friends, SEO is ongoing. It is not a one and done business. It's not, I did it, I'm done. SEO is consistent. You're doing it. And one way to think about it is my wife brought this to my attention. She said, you know, she loves Target. So she's like, when I go to Target, they're always moving things around and upgrading. And not always like every single time, but it's consistent. And right now, the Target that we're at in our Greensboro area, they're moving things around. So they've got the makeup session in a different aisle. When you walk in, and it's a whole different experience. And we were talking about that, and she goes, you know, I think that's where you want to talk about on the podcast so people can visually see it. Like when people go to Target, it's an experience. And then maybe months later, they go in and they notice that there's new registers in there. Or they notice that the staff have a new set of red that's bright and, you know, fresh looking. Or like I mentioned, the makeup section moved somewhere else. And she's like, you know, for me, when I'm in here, it gives me curiosity again. It gets me interested. It makes me want to come back. It keeps it relevant. So I think for, excuse me, hopefully that wasn't too loud in your ear. But I don't like to edit these. I like to be as natural and authentic as possible. So when it comes to SEO, she mentioned to me, she said, it's the same mentality where you're wanting it to carry in that same way. You want to have your website and it's built just like Target. So it's great. And then you're looking at, okay, how can we bring in new images to make them, you know, bright and standing out? How can we shift things around? And as you do that, you do it consistently. You maintain one fundamental experience while updating as you go. My friends, if you want support leveling up your practice, if you're tired of going in circles or DIYing and wearing every single hat in the world, because I know it's exhausting. My wife and I are taking new clients in during this time. for consulting. We come in together. We work with you. And I love to do this. I love to give you feedback on our background, because I think that's important. You know, it's important for you to look at who you're going to hire before you hire them. Just like before you go to college, you're going to look at, why do I want to go to this university? So together, as partners, as husband and wife, we built our practice, Santos Counseling. We work on this podcast together, Counselor's Journey. We've developed courses and products, all the way from books that we've built, created, courses such as the immigration consulting one that you can find at A Counselor's Journey, real estate, went into that together. So you can say that we've gotten our hands wet and a proven track record, but we're also just normal people, you know, husband and wife, two kids trying to make it work, and it's working. You know, this isn't the system that we have in play, and we love to work with you. If you're looking at creating passive income, if you're looking at leveling up your practice, if you're looking at taking things to the next level, and you want a place to start, but a place to propel you, because we're going to get our hands dirty. We're going to do the work. Let's see if we can work together. At A Counselor's Journey, you'll see that there is a page for coaching. Click on that. There's an application that we do because we want to make sure that we're all a good fit for each other. As long as all of that works out, we'll create a plan to go forward. My friends, have an awesome, awesome day. Give yourself hugs. Give out kindness and abundance. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.